welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Kendrick with Health Plus. Today I'm joined by Marilyn Holmes, who is the manager of Health Plus, and she's also a registered dietitian. And I've asked her to join us today to talk a little bit about holiday parties and really just parties and celebrations in general and some ways that we can make those a little bit healthier. Marilyn, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Marilyn, the first question that I want to ask you about is some of the common pitfalls that we see at holiday parties that people make that make their parties not so healthy.
Well, a lot of times they're the high-fat dips. We see those. Also, the cakes with the rich icings on them. You know, lots of sweets, lots of high-fat foods. In all fairness, though, we are getting more and more departments telling us about the heart-healthy choices that they're making and sending us recipes that we can either add to our website or in our newsletter and share with other faculty and staff.
Is it less healthy than they might have done if they had a little bit more time and money?
A little bit of planning time. And the other thing, too, I think people do is if it's by habit, this is something that they grab each time and they bring it. They're not thinking about healthier, and I think that helps us to make better choices as well.
So what are some of the things that we can do to help make our work parties and maybe some of the parties that we go to or have in our own homes a little bit healthier?
Here at Health Plus, when we are going to throw a party, we think heart healthy, and we'll send an email and say, will you bring your heart healthy choice to add to maybe a heart healthy cake that we're bringing? And people bring and put it together, and it makes a beautiful display of healthy items as well as delicious and heart healthy.
So what are some of the things that you would typically see at a Health Plus celebration, birthday celebration, or holiday party?
Well, what we see usually is hummus and low-fat crackers. We see fresh fruits. We see fresh vegetables. We see heart healthy, usually like an angel food-based kind of cake, nuts, lots of nuts, and then sometimes like trail mixes that are low-fat and very healthy for us, giving us fiber as well.
And how have people at Health Plus, the staff members, reacted to that? Are they okay with it?
Absolutely. In fact, you wouldn't know any difference in our parties and other parties that people are giving as well. The people seem to enjoy it. It makes a very pleasant display, and that adds to our enjoyment, I think, of the foods that we're eating. And then we kind of have this thought of, this is really pretty good for me as well. And so it's an addition to the foods that we're eating for the day and not something that is taking place of the food that we should be eating to nourish our bodies.
Are there any strategies that people might want to consider trying if they're going to some holiday parties over this season that we're getting ready to embark on that might help them so that they don't overindulge once they get there?
Well, one way to do is to go ahead and eat your small healthy meals throughout the day so that you don't get there and you're just starved and dive right into all of the foods that are there. The other is, once you're there, is to just kind of take your time, look at what's offered, you know, make your best selections, looking at the ones that are the most nourishing to your body. And then if there's water or other liquids to drink, you know, kind of sip on that as well. Now, alcohol at the parties can also increase your appetite, and you may eat more than what you would normally eat as well, so you might want to kind of watch the alcohol intake as well.
That's a really good point, and also I would imagine it probably could fog your decision-making skills, and then you tend to eat more too, right?
That's exactly right.
The last thing I want to ask you about is your famous trifle dessert that you always make for the Health Plus parties. Since I work at Health Plus, I'm familiar with that, and it's very popular. Can you tell us why, even though it's a dessert, it's a healthy option, and how it's made?
Well, it's low-fat, for for one thing. There's fruit in it for another. And then there's dairy in it if you're using it to make the pudding that's part of the layer. The way I normally make it is I crumble up a half of an angel food cake in the bottom of a big bowl, and then I layer on sliced strawberries, just fresh sliced strawberries. And if they're not in season, you can always use the unsweetened strawberries that are in the frozen food section, and they do fine. And then I usually make a pudding that is sugar-free. I get the sugar-free pudding, and I use the fat-free milk in it to make it up, so then a layer of that. And then I repeat that, and then I use the non-dairy whipped topping on top with garnish of a strawberry, and it's a beautiful display. You can vary the fruit if you wish to do so. At Christmas, the red strawberries are beautiful. Other times of the year, you may add blueberries. If it's 4th of July, you know, you can kind of change it around and make it festive for that occasion.
That sounds delicious. Well, we're going to have a copy of that recipe available with our podcast, so if people want to download a copy of it and try making that, they can. Maybe we can challenge them to serve that at their next Vanderbilt office party. And thank you so much for being here to share your ideas about healthy holiday parties.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at health and wellness, that's all one word, .vanderbilt.edu.